Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Saturdays with Jenny on Kaya FM 95.9.
Imagine my surprise when I opened an envelope, pushed through my door, and found another book written and narrated by Refilwe Moatlhodi. But you know how many books she's written in the past. I mean, it is really, really quite extraordinary how many books she's written. And I thought with her first hit one, which was the, I mean, it was such a bestseller. It was How Many Ways Can You Say Hello? And I just thought it was absolutely charming. And there have been books in between. And now there comes How Many Ways Can You Say Goodbye? And I looked at this book and I went through it and I read it out loud. And it is absolutely delightful. So, first of all, I want to, Refilwe, first of all, welcome to the studio. Welcome back to the studio. And yeah. You're just looking so well. This now, you, when I say that you've got this down pat, you've got your finger on the pulse somehow. And I'm not sure how it is, but you do, don't you?
I like to think that I do. It's a major focus of mine. I've kind of found my base, my purpose, my, you know, and because of that and the devotion I put to it, I'd like to think that I do have, even if it's a pinky of a finger on it.
But I mean, this is now a series.
Yes.
How many ways can you say hello? How many ways can you say goodbye?
Yes.
How many ways can you say I love you? How
Absolutely.
Many? I mean, you can go on and on and on.
Yes.
So the intention is, of course, is to educate, but also to entertain.
Absolutely. So definitely to educate, and it's, you know, these greetings are tools for communication. That's where we started with hello, as if I communicate to you in your language, it creates a rapport. And that's where we started. Now with goodbye, the conversation continues, and so it will with the rest of the series.
But you're also teaching them to count.
Yes.
So I mean, without a shadow of a doubt, because you look at it and one moment, I mean, they're all going to say goodbye at one way or another.
Yes.
And they're in this wonderful hot air balloon. And you've got 11 of them in a hot air balloon and the odd rabbit and the odd whatever else it is.
Yes.
But one by one, you lose them. So you are counting at the same time.
We're counting. And, you know, if you can, this happens so much in a child's life. If you can even think of, for instance, at the end of the day, you know, you'll have all the kids all together. And then at some point, one child gets fetched, another child gets fetched. You know, there's always like a dwindling down. So it kind of follows an emotional journey as well. Of sometimes you have all your friends together and other times you have to say goodbye.
Well, with this one, you've had to be particularly careful because sometimes saying goodbye is sad. And
Absolutely.
Of course, we live in sad times.
Absolutely.
You know, so I was wondering how you were going to deal with that. But in fact, you do, because you, as the children sort of drop off and do their own thing with places they recognize, whether it's the big hole in Kimberley or a gigantic shoe house or wherever it is,
yeah.
The sea, they are happy to be home. It's only at the end of the book that there's a bit of sadness, and then you resolve that so that there's a lot of happiness.
Yeah, and the sadness and expressing that sadness was important. It was important that we gave it the space in the book because that's a reality, you know, for all of us, not just the children in this book or the children in general, but I think as adults as well. We go through these different emotions in our human journey. So it was important to leave, like we left an entire spread where she's actually expressing that sadness. And as life happens, you know, she moves through the sadness, but it comes to an, you know, there's something else at the other side of the door. And I think that's the message, that goodbye, as sad as it can be, is a door to something else, whatever the something else is. But there is always a something else.
Yes. Anticipation, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Of something else. And on the bright side, that's what you're looking
and
for.
And that's what we're looking for. Yeah. There's it's something new, something exciting, something different. But there is something to look forward to.
Can we spend a bit of time talking about your illustrator? Because the two of you, you've both found your mojo, basically, haven't you, with this series?
Yeah, and her and I, honestly, we are friends. You know, and not in a just using that word, but I think we started this journey together. How Many Ways Can You Say Hello was both our debut picture books. So we, as much as we've had both of us worked on different books separately, the way that we've worked here is like the same way we worked when we were together in the first book, which is not necessarily the way that, you know, an author and illustrator works, especially when you're working with a publisher. But because that's where we started, we continued to work like we're friends, just hoping we get our first book published. But I think that that energy comes and works well in the book because we know each other well. We open and honest with each other. We're able to challenge each other. And I think it comes out so beautifully in the end result.
Well, I mean, all the children are different. And all of them are, I mean, they're totally individual, all of them. And I think the children respond really because these are very simple. I mean, they're complicated, but they're very simple drawings.
Absolutely.
You know, so the children can see immediately. I mean, yes. I know that that's a rabbit. I'm quite childlike with the hair, you know, the ears up and whatever. But there are funny things in it. I mean, like there's a frog and they're pulling on the rabbit's foot, and there's a bird sitting on the top of somebody's hat. You know,
yeah, charming. And you always see Brenda's Brookies. She's either upside down or you know. So you saw it in Hello. You're seeing it now. There are these little things that, you know, the kids will always pick those up. The kids will always pick that little detail, and I think Anya does that so well. The picture that, I mean, that scene now, the carnival. So the last book we had the giant pineapple in Bathurst. So we're still in Bathurst, and in Bathurst there's this yearly carnival that happens. So that's why you have this carnival featured in the book. So it's really a continuation from the first book.
Okay, and I mean, here we've got that wonderful, I mean, the houses are absolutely wonderful. And of course, it's Cape Town.
Yes,
and
the bright
yes, exactly. And saying Tutsiens in Afrikaans and flying away until we've got the hot air balloon with one person and one sad little rabbit in it. Would you like to give us a small reading? I don't want you to do the whole book because I know that there's, you could listen to Rufilwe reading the story and you just scan the code, which is wonderful if you've got children listening with you.
So just as a bit of a reminder, we end off Hello by saying, Hello is a beginning and not the end. So now we're at how many ways can you say goodbye? Goodbye is also a beginning and not just an end. Soon we'll say goodbye to each new friend. When we said hello, our spirits were high. Now we're looking for the good in saying goodbye. Sarah and her friends joined Miss Hubble's show to learn all the ways you can say hello. But now it's time to head home in the hot air balloon. So they all hop in and fly towards the moon. 11 friends are on a journey to say goodbye. From way up high, while streaming in the sky, a big hole in the ground catches their eye. We're home, exclaim three girls, and their friends scream, hooray! How do we say goodbye and send you merrily on your way? We say, Tsamaya hantle in Sesotho, replies Itu, and Tsamaya sentle in Setswana, smiles Nana. Then, Sipela gabutsi in Sipedi, adds Fedi. They hop off the balloon as they are close to where they stay. So excited to be home, they skip hurriedly away.
Well, I think for the rest of it, people are going to have to go and buy that book. Yes. And listen to you reading it. But, I mean, you read it wonderfully. I love the way it's in rhymes, because there's a cadence to the language that you can understand, isn't it?
Yes, and a rhythm to it. And yes. I think that's what the kids enjoy as well. I mean, that's what they enjoyed so much in Hello. So that was always going to continue. But it's fun. It makes it more fun and more interesting. Yeah.
How did your cricket book go?
Yes, younger. So that went so well. You know, the Isixhosa version, Yeke Younger, I won a South African Literary Award for. So that was the translation. And I was so proud. One, because there was so much collaboration that went into that story and involved family members and getting the language correct. I mean, gosh, I'm in such gratitude for that. And I think one of the amazing things they said was they couldn't really tell which of the English and the Isikosa was the original, because it was so well translated. It didn't sound translated. It kind of sounded well fit for each language. So I was very proud of that.
And you did that yourself?
So also, well, not just by myself, but it was such a conscious thing. I'm like, I had my aunts and uncles help me, like, with the language, you know. I never did this cross of form at school. So that kind of collaboration, getting it right, was very important. So for them to say that was really a moment of pride, because that was the intention from the beginning.
So really, what you're doing, this is a series that literally can say everything, and you teach at the same time. And we love it. And grown-ups can pay attention to it as well. But you were spot on with the cricket book, and I'm wondering if you're going to do something for the Olympics or something. Is that the way you're thinking of going? I know you're a cricket fundie. You know, you're
big
mad
fan.
Sorry for you with South Africa at the moment. I mean, it's not great.
It's not great. Well, you know, our men's team, there's a lot of development improvement that we still have room for. But what has been amazing is our women's team. They are just like shooting for the stars right now. So that's been really cool to watch. I do have an interest in a sports series. I love playing sports in school. So I like the elements that I'm able to cover when I use sport, you know, because again, it's the kids can relate to it because they're playing sport in school. So I'm definitely probably going to do more sports books as well.
Well, I think that's absolutely perfect, because again, there are lots of schools where there aren't any sports, and so kids can lose out. And obviously you do something as a team as opposed to individuals.
Yes.
Because teams suit this. I mean, you know, you've got how many ways can you say goodbye? It's a team, isn't it?
It's a team. And life is a team, right? It's also about just bringing in the elements that help kids in their lives. As they grow older, as they go into society, you work with people. So that's what's the beauty of team sports or team activities.
Well, listen, I think this book is an absolute winner, and I kind of envy you with this sort of creativity stretching into, well, much, much further than a cricket pitch.
You know? Sure. Yeah.
I think it's absolutely fantastic. Are you working on anything at the moment?
I am. I mean, right now I'm in the editing process of a book that I've written for older kids. So my first novel, that will be like a middle grade novel.
Ooh.
Very excited about that. It's just the next level to expand the stories and engage an older audience. So right now that's like my biggest, the biggest thing that I'm focusing on, put a lot of energy into.
Well, listen, I love your talent. I love your imagination. And I just think that this is a South African series that has just got, I think it's got something very special. So let me give you the details of this book. How many ways can you say goodbye? It's really, really easy to remember. It stands out on the shelves. It really and truly does. And it's published by Puffin, and it's by Rafilwe Maotludi.
Saturdays with Jenny, every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. on Kaya FM 95.9. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.